This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Today, talking about some upcoming events in the Umpqua Valley. Tracy David from Roseburg Parks and Recreation. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, this time of year, you guys are busy. A lot of people out in the parks, a lot of work going on, keeping the parks clean and updated and all of that.
Yes, very busy out there. At least we can do it in some sunshine, though.
And tomorrow, you've got another Movies in the Park. First of all, how'd it go last Friday?
Oh, it was so fun. Yeah, last week we played the movie Zootopia 2. We had Roseburg Martial Arts out to do some demonstrations for us. Lots of kids flying through the air and breaking boards, and so exciting. It really got me pumped up.
Well, cool. So what's up for Movies in the Park this week?
So this week, Movies in the Park, sponsored by Rogue Credit Union, we're going to be showing the movie Goat. It's a 2026 movie. It's PG. It's a movie that is a sports comedy, and it highlights underdogs and the power of believing in yourself, which is why we're encouraging families to show their team spirit this week by wearing their favorite sports team's apparel, whether it's shirts, jerseys, hats, what be it, or maybe your school's colors. So if you're coming from RHS, maybe some orange and black or whatever you'd like. So I think it's going to be really fun to see that throughout the crowd. Before the movie starts at 8 o'clock, we'll be doing some pre-movie entertainment. Leap of Faith Dance Center will be there showcasing their competitive tap dancers. And they might even have some time to give a little mini lesson to anyone in the crowd who is interested in trying it out.
Interesting. Now, you know, you've talked about the, first of all, I've got to tell you, the movie being Goat, named Goat, I figured it was about a goat.
Goat? Well, there is a goat. There is a goat. The main character is a goat, but on this basketball team, there's various animals, so.
Well,
but you do know what goat.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Great. Okay.
Oh yeah, no, I do. That was the part where I was confused. So if people, you know, when you get the idea of encouraging people to come in team gear,
yes.
I mean, you're going to have a big crowd there probably tomorrow night with the weather being really good and stuff. And all of that whole area was just, you know, a wall-to-wall Oregon Duck attire.
Oh, come on now. You're a little biased.
Well, we are the Oregon Duck station here, and so
yes,
we've got to proceed accordingly and presume that everybody else will follow along.
Well, I'm fine with it because I'm a Packers fan, so it's the same colors, so I can deal with it.
Packers?
I know it's a different... I know it's college versus NFL, but yeah.
Whole different place. Okay. but anyway, we'll come in some team gear, have some fun. Let's see here. What do people need to know about timing and all that?
So the event starts at 8 o'clock p.m. You can come a little early to find a spot on the hillside, set up your blanket, your lawn chairs, go to the bathroom, grab some concessions. We'll have HK Sugar Clouds there providing some snacks for the movie. You are welcome to bring your own food, but no alcohol at this event. This is different from Music on the Half Shell. This is more family friendly. So no alcohol, please. As always, no smoking in the parks. We do ask that you keep your pets at home for this event if they're not very well mannered, just to make sure everyone can enjoy the evening. And any minors under 13 just need to have a parent or guardian with them for the evening.
So what you're saying is this is not Tracy's free daycare.
No, you wouldn't want me watching your kids, that's for sure.
But I know that sometimes people just let the kids off and go.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And we just want to make sure everyone's safe. We can't be watching everyone at all times. So, yeah, just think about that.
All right, so that's happening. You got a couple more after that. What's ahead in the schedule?
Yeah, so the 19th, we'll be showing the movie Hoppers, and we'll have a wildlife safari there as well beforehand with some of their animal friends. On the 26th, a fun night. It's a Frozen-themed night, so come in your Frozen clothes, dressed as your Frozen favorite Frozen character. Come as the reindeer if you want. Wear your Frozen pajamas. But UACT will be there previewing some songs from the musical Frozen. And then the movie is actually Frozen, but it's a sing-along version. So they'll have the words up there so everyone can sing along to the songs.
Wow. So you've got this really all connected together.
Yeah. And Rogue Credit Union, who sponsors our movies in the park, is planning on having some ice cream available for kids. So another way to just incorporate that Frozen theme.
All right. So a lot going on with movies in the park the rest of the month on Friday nights. But I know you've got other things, goodness, during this time of year at Roseburg Parks.
Yes. Yes. So if you haven't heard, the splash pad has been open since Memorial Day weekend. So you can go check that out for free. Our low impact fitness class moved outdoors to Fir Grove Park. That's Tuesdays and Thursday mornings at 9 o'clock. That is $2 per class, cash only. But it's every week. Zumba in the Park, our free Zumba in the Park class, sponsored by the YMCA, is Wednesday evenings at 6:30 in Stewart Park, and that starts next week, next Wednesday, June 17th. We also have Yoga in the Park, which is another free event co-sponsored by Body Balance Yoga Center. We'll also have raffle prizes at that event from Thrive Umpqua, but that's Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. in Stewart Park. That doesn't start until July 11th. And then our Women's Just for Fun Summer Golf, which we've gotten so many calls about. They're very excited to sign up for this, is co-sponsored by the Stewart Park Golf Course. That's $20 per night, and that's at the Stewart Park Golf Course every Wednesday evening starting in July on the 8th. And that one, we do need pre-registration required for that one to be able to make sure we have room for everybody.
Boy, a lot of events, a lot of activities.
Yes, yes. We're trying to pack them in this year for you. All that information can be found on our Facebook page. If you're wondering about the golf event, because we've had a lot of requests for that, our registration for that is not quite up yet, but we'll have that up a few weeks before we get started.
And because we're, you know, the end of the school year essentially is this week for basically everybody, people enjoying the parks a bit more. What do they need to know about when the parks are actually open?
So they're open dawn to dusk. So they don't have a you know, specific opening hour and closing hour because it changes throughout the course of the year. So just remember, once the sun, just you're not in the park when the sun's down is what's supposed to be.
All right. And if, again, for tomorrow night, remind people about the movie and what's going on.
So movie is 2026 movie Goat. It starts at 8 o'clock with Leap of Faith Dance Center at Stewart Park at the Half Shell. It's a free event and we'll have concessions available. So come on out, wear your, you know, favorite sports team apparel and
as
have a good time.
As long as it's Oregon Ducks.
We will not be policing that.
Sir,
wear what you want.
Okay, apparently, once again, I have no control over anything. All right, Tracy David, Roseburg Parks, Movies in the Park. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1240 4 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.